Back in the 1980s, North Carolina had a serious teacher problem. There were shortages in much of the state, but the bigger problem wasn't how many teachers, but who they were. Joanne Norris of the North Carolina Teaching Fellows Program remembers.
We had a real need to raise the scholastic profile of candidates for teaching, also to increase the numbers of males and minorities in teaching.
The legislature's answer to the problem became the Teaching Fellows Program. It worked like this. Each year, 500 high school seniors from across North Carolina were selected to receive a scholarship worth $6,500 a year to attend an in-state university. To get it, they promised to teach here for 4 years after graduation. It was a great deal, and it attracted the best and brightest, like Anthony White.
I was a very good student. I have straight A's. Education was in me, so I knew that teaching was the foundation for it, so I just wanted to be the best teacher I could.
White grew up in Plymouth in northeastern North Carolina and was one of the top students in his high school class. He graduated from North Carolina Central and has taught math for 6 years at Southern High School in Durham, and he has big plans.
Hopefully, in 10 years, I'll be principal of some school, hopefully here in Durham, but not somewhere across the state. I'll be a principal.
The Teaching Fellows Program has had a transformative effect on the profession in North Carolina. Currently, more than 4,000 teachers are teaching fellows, and more than three-quarters stay on as teachers past 5 years. Despite these results, the Republican-controlled legislature abruptly cut the program 2 years ago. Senate Leader Phil Berger wanted something different.
Teaching fellows was trying to identify those potential teachers in high school, and it's our belief that by allowing kids to move through their college experience and present them with the opportunity to go into the classroom would be a better model for making sure that we move more kids into teaching positions.
To understand the type of model Berger wants, we need to go back again more than 20 years ago, when another teacher training program also came to the state. Teach for America was launched as a national effort to put elite university graduates in hard-to-staff schools. The nonprofit picked Eastern North Carolina as one of its original locations when it launched, bringing in mostly out-of-state graduates, training them over the summer, and placing them in places like Halifax and Warren counties. Robin Furman is the director of Teach for America's Eastern North Carolina chapter.
What we do well, I think, really, is we partner with school districts to meet their needs. What the research shows is that Teach for America is the state's source of our most effective beginning teachers.
That research is a UNC Chapel Hill study first released in 2010 that found Teach for America was the most effective teacher training program operating in the state, at least as far as student test scores go. The teaching fellows were a close second. But TFA core members total about 0.5% of all the state's teachers. And where 75% or so of the teaching fellows stayed in teaching beyond 5 years, less than 10% of Teach for America teachers did.
Although we are a small percentage of the overall number of teachers in the state, we are a high percentage of the number of teachers working in low-income schools in the state. And so the work that we really do is about targeting students who are the farthest behind in terms of student achievement and ensuring that they get an excellent educator in front of them every single day.
Teach for America is placing more teachers in Eastern North Carolina than ever starting this fall, and TFA's political influence here has grown as well. Governor Pat McCrory recently named a former TFA teacher as his new education advisor. Nationally, Teach for America has a budget of around $300 million, drawing donors like the Bill and Melinda Gates and Walton Family Foundations. Fast forward then to last month and the state Senate's proposed budget. For the third straight year, the Teaching Fellows' annual budget of $13 million went unfunded, as it did in the governor's version of the budget. Teach for America, meanwhile, is poised to get a new initial allocation of $6 million in the Senate budget. Again, Senate Leader Phil Berger.
And I think overall the expense is going to be less, and I think the results are obviously we don't have as full a body of data as we do for teaching fellows, but the preliminary results are very promising.
The no-bid contract between the state and Teach for America would expand TFA into the Triad and southeastern North Carolina and launch programs Teach for America has not tried in any other location in the country. But that doesn't mean those programs would be unfamiliar here. Teach Beyond 2 and Make It Home are designed to recruit high-achieving North Carolina students into the teaching profession and keep them teaching here for a long time. Joanne Norris with the Teaching Fellows sees a remarkable resemblance between what Teach for America hopes to launch and what the Teaching Fellows have been doing for nearly 30 years.
There's going to be a very long time before they come anywhere near matching the Teaching Fellows numbers in North Carolina.
Last year, the State House budget restored funding to the Teaching Fellows program, but it fell victim to the horse trading that occurred when the House and Senate negotiated a final budget. That same fight is on tap this year. The House budget released earlier this week restores the Teaching Fellows program. Senate leaders, meanwhile, have vowed to push their version and Teach for America. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.